We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Poor Kellyanne Conway. I mean, really, she's crazy about her boss, and her husband thinks her boss is crazy. I mean, it's imagine the pillow talk on any given evening. I think she has the ultimate veto, however. All right. We'll be back. Hang in there.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach, Beach and Company.
Yeah, we were talking about this before the show started, and Beamer said, you know, it's interesting. Kellyanne's husband says that he thinks Donald Trump is crazy. He's mentally ill. All right? I don't know what the exact term he used, but he thinks he's mentally ill. And he says that he has to tweet it out, and he does that rather than yell at his wife every night about her boss. I would think yelling at your wife every night about your boss, I'd be worried about a little mental health situation myself. I don't know how that's going to work. How do you think that's going to end, Tony? It can end with him stop tweeting. That would be the easiest one, okay? It can end with a divorce of them. Could end up with her getting fired for some reason, which would be absolutely unfair. Let's see, what else? It could end that Trump goes over the top and, you know, shows up wearing a hat made of aluminum foil.
Or she could resign, step down.
She could quit, yeah, saying, you know, I can't work under these conditions.
And maybe she should.
But if she does step down, can you imagine? There can't be much happiness in the household. If you force your wife really to quit because you're publicly, incriminating her boss into the world of mental challenges.
Sounds to me like he is the one with mental challenges.
Yeah. And some people were speculating that, well, maybe she wants Trump to do this and that, but she has her husband tweeted. I don't think that's got any value.
Nah.
No, I don't think so. So you got that going on, and good luck. I hope she stays. I hope it works out because I think she's very effective.
Well, today's climate, it's no room for a faint of heart. If you can't handle it,
no.
Leave.
Yeah, exactly. There'll be others who will step in who aren't married to guys who hate your boss. Although one would guess that this happens to be very high profile, but one would guess that many employees' spouses don't like their spouses' bosses. I would think that's true. You don't get the vacation you want. You didn't get the raise. You have to change your shift. I mean, any of those things that somebody wouldn't like, I bet their spouses have the same level of anger.
Sure, that could be.
Yeah, but it's not popular. You don't know about it.
Right.
It's not public. They were talking a lot of the morning about the new Woodstock. And I got to thinking about the original Woodstock. Yes, yes, yes. The advantage of being in the Stone Age, as I am, is the fact that you see a lot. I'm like the insurance company. I know a lot because I see a lot.
I love those commercials.
Yeah, I do too. They used to take the live commercials that we do at WKBW. What they used to do is they'd put them in our slot, in our mail slot, and we'd take them and we'd see on the log where they go and we'd read them. That's the way it is, okay? Well, this one night, I had a commercial for Woodstock, and it was live. And as I viewed it first, and then as I'm reading it, I'm thinking, this has got to be a scam. there's no way they can pay all of these artists to be at one show. Because keep in mind, Woodstock was the first one.
We hadn't, mega show.
Yeah, we hadn't seen anything like that, okay? And so I'm thinking, what do they have to pay these acts? And so the next morning I went into Pete Newell, who was our general manager, and I said, boss, I hope you got the money in front, because I don't know how they can support paying all these acts. He said, yeah, we got the money. Everything's fine. So I read commercials for Woodstock. And absolutely, they tore the fences down. I don't know how much money they actually took in. Because
they lost money.
Yeah, because they
tore, lost their shorts.
They tore all the fences down. But the bottom line is, it was right there. And that was the first. There have been others since. Yes.
But was it, you know, I look at it as Woodstock just magnifying what they did in the 50s with when groups first started touring. There were many acts on a bill. Of course, they didn't make much money.
Yeah,
the
package shows. Yeah, they didn't make any money.
Like we saw in American Hot Wax.
Yeah. Those package shows put together usually by a disc jockey, Alan Freed, for a lot of them, they're package shows. And most of them had one hit. Except this, the headliner who might have two hits. That was it. Remember, on the early days of rock and roll, they were just breaking these groups out. They're not mega groups like you know them later. They were just starting out. Most of them like Dee Dee Sharp and Do the Bird and stuff like that. So they'd be on the package show, and then you'd have one person who made some money. So basically, it was the promoters that made the money. Maybe the lead act might have made something, but the others didn't get much. So that's what you had.
Did you get many calls when you first started airing the commercials on KB? Did you guys get much feedback from the listeners saying, oh, come on, this can't
yeah,
be true? Or,
exactly.
Oh, my God, will you please get me tickets?
Yeah, exactly. It was, can this possibly be true? And they were as overwhelmed as anybody else, but it hadn't even happened yet. Keep in mind that during Woodstock, while Woodstock was actually going on, the big thing we had to get out there was the traffic is bumper to bumper for tens of miles. You couldn't get anywhere near the venue, and luckily the thruway was the main way to get out there.
Didn't they have to shut it down?
Yeah, they did. They shut that down, and as I said, the fences got torn down right away, so that wasn't planned. They just knocked them over and came in for free. There was no way to actually, I don't know how they made money. But then the movie, you ever see the movie?
I own it. I've watched it over and over.
Pretty good.
I love watching it.
I like it when they're running through the mud. They're doing like a mud slip and slide.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool stuff. And later on, let's see, I've interviewed at least two people that were on the stage at Woodstock. I interviewed Melanie, did a whole day with her, and I interviewed Arlo Guthrie, and then I introduced him at Kleinhans. So it was a very magical time, and let's hope they recapture it this time. But remember, it'll never do it might be even a better show, but it'll never hold a place in your imagination that the first one did. Because that's what it is.
Yeah, we try to duplicate things that were famous or things that happened in our past, and they really seldom turn out the way you'd like.
Because you didn't quite know what to expect. It was a phenomenon. Max Yeager's farm, who would believe you're going to go there and find, you know, hundreds of thousands of people there and the biggest acts in the world.
And then you had a lot of arguments within the acts of who was going to close the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always the egos. Now you can put if you go online and just go to YouTube, just look at some of the jams at the Hall of Fame ceremonies that go on in Cleveland. You got McCartney singing with Springsteen and, I mean, everybody. They all jam now.
But, I love that.
But, yeah, I like that, too. All right, let's take a break and then return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Over the course of my career, I've saved a lot of things, the things that I thought would be fun to keep and just things to have at home and whatever, okay? I may have kept the original Woodstock commercial that I read at KB. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Oh, that would be cool.
If I have it, I'll bring it in and read it as if it were a live spot now. That would be really cool. I think it would be fun.
You know what's neat is we used to run a program, I asked the lawyer or something like that, and I remember going to visit the lawyer in his office, and behind his desk, I see ticket stub to Woodstock, and I'm like, wait a minute, you went to Woodstock? He goes, yeah, I did.
I think Eugene Fahey went to Woodstock.
If
I'm not mistaken. I think I read that one time. I don't know him. I don't even think I've ever met him, but I think he went to Woodstock. I read it in an article once.
I love, because you'll see someone like you would never picture
oh,
that.
Oh, wow, yeah. Remember, they were, you know them now as lawyers and judges and whatever, but they weren't lawyers and judges when they went.
Right. They may have been in college.
Yeah,
or...
so, cool. I have a pair of admission passes to the Aquarium of Niagara Falls, valued as $30. General contest rules apply. Call 644-9875. Now, a winner will be chosen at random by Mr. Beamer. Mr. Joseph Beamer will decide whether you deserve these tickets, and maybe he'll decide you don't. General contest rules apply. Explore, engage, and excite at the brand new jellyfish exhibit, Aliens of the Sea. For more information, visit theaquariumofniagara.org. All right, let's see what else is going on here. You're not. I guarantee you're not going to hear diddly about this. This was on page 4 of the paper today, but let me just read the first couple of paragraphs, and I guarantee you, you're not going to hear it. Rush will have it. Rush will have it, and we'll mention it, but nobody else will. The Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld the Trump administration's power to arrest and hold legal immigrants indefinitely if they had past crimes on their records that could bring deportation, even if they served their time years ago or were convicted of minor drug offenses. Now, you'll notice I said the term legal, so they can do it. The Supreme Court says that you can do it by a 5-4 vote. They agreed that Congress authorized mandatory detention of non-citizens who were subject to deportation because they had committed violent crimes, everything from felonies to drug possession, and they may be taken into custody by immigration officials long after they were released from state or local custody. The ruling was 5-4, as you would guess. Ruling for it, Justice Roberts, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh. And so it's a very important ruling, I think, and I guarantee you will not hear it anywhere. So take that to the bank. All right, Beamer, you weren't even born when Woodstock was out.
No, I was not.
Your mother and father may have gone to it. Who knows?
Well, my mom would have been 9.
Oh, she's 9?
She would have been 9.
Oh, my
so.
God. Oh, my God. stop.
This
kid is killing us, Tony. He is absolutely killing us. Yes.
I've heard a lot about Woodstock, and I've seen certain documentaries and movies.
Movies, yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. You say you want to go back and see if you kept any of the old commercials. When I first started working here, I tried to go back in the archives and find the time Mike Shope hung up on me, but I've yet to find
good.
That.
Well, you'd have been among many, I think. Shope did not deem you worthy.
No, I had a call to complain about his stance on J.P. Lossman. I ended up being wrong, but that doesn't need to be public knowledge. And he hung up on me mid my comment, and I want to go find that tape.
Well, Mike is a very interesting guy, and maybe he thought that you weren't worthy of airtime. That's all I can say.
I have to say,
a yappy Mike little Shope, kid.
Mike Shope now, everyone here has been so nice to me, including Shope and the Bulldogs. So nothing against them. I would just like that for my file, the time I got hung up before I worked in the radio industry.
That's very nice. I can't tell you how many people in the industry show me letters of rejection that I sent them when I was programming at KB, because you can only hire one person at a time.
I like when I run into people who work for all the radio stations, and they'll tell me how they sent you a tape. A long time ago, I ran into Tom Tiberi, a great voice at 97 Rock, and he was telling me the time that he sent you an audition tape when he was 17. Now, mind you, his voice was way ahead.
Yeah, good voice.
And you were complimentary in your response, and it was just neat listening to the story.
I met a gentleman yesterday after I got off the air, one that is one of our regular callers, who has a really good voice, and I suggested to him on the air that he do something
right.
with it. Get a demo tape, go to an ad agency, get a demo tape, and see if you can get commercial work, voiceover stuff, and whatever. Well, I saw him yesterday and talked to him yesterday, And he said, I got a little something here. And he had it on a phone. And he played it for me. It's really good.
Nice.
It's really good. So I gave him some further advice on the next few steps. And then a little bit later down the road, I'll work with him a little bit and see what we can do with it. But very good out of the gate, I can tell you that.
My advice would be take voice acting classes. Yep. I took that with Tony Silveri. She was wonderful. And it's a lot of fun to do.
It is fun.
You read it out. Yeah. And like, I've always wanted to do cartoon voices. And I think that would be a blast. But we're in Buffalo, New York. You can't really
There's
do anything.
There's big money there. A lot of the guys that work for me in San Francisco did cartoon voices. And they went to auditions all the time. And they did a lot of stuff out of there. Because remember, Star Wars is around the corner there, too.
Yeah, and one of the guys that you work with did very well in the voiceover story, Don Cobiello.
Yep.
In fact, happy belated birthday. And what was it? He was the voice of what, MTV?
Or? Yeah, for a while, yeah, I think so. And he did a lot of stuff out of New York. So, you know, Buffalo's always been a very good hunting ground for talent.
Sure.
Always has been. All right, until Beamer came here. If only Beamer had gone to Rochester. We'd have kept our stand. All right. When we come back, ban this, ban that. You know what I say? Ban this. On News Radio 930, WBEN. We are back with the Beach and Company. The band wouldn't play. Tony ponied to them, and they refused to plug in their instruments, but they're here now.
That's my fault. I got into looking up something. In fact, this is from Woodstock. Elvin Lee and 10 Years After, I'm Going Home.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorites.
I always liked it, too. All right. Why don't you tell us who is going to be at Woodstock this year? We can kind of... it's hard to remember all the acts that were there in the first one, but at least we can kind of gauge the second one. Who's going to be at Woodstock? It's on our WBN Facebook page, too.
It looks like it's a cross of some older acts like David Crosby and Canned Heat.
Canned Heat? I didn't even know they were still alive.
Yeah, neither did I. Yeah. Let's see. Bishop Briggs, I've never heard of. Joe might be more familiar with a lot of these acts. And Akon, one hit.
What? Akon had one hit?
Wasn't it one hit?
Oh, no. Akon had a very, very popular career in the mid-2000s with songs like, well, I can't repeat most of the titles.
Oh, really? Rude titles. I like that.
Okay, maybe they had one hit that I heard of.
Yes. Yeah. There was one very popular hit, but Akon's been around. I'll tell you a few off the air that you probably know.
Who else is going to be there?
Let's see. Boy Genius. Never heard of them. Cage the Elephants. I've heard from some of the... past 107 concerts that they've brought here. Let's see, Country Joe McDonald.
Then the Fish? They're still the Fixin' to Die Rag? They're still around? Wow. That was one of the biggest songs that came out of there when they would sing the Fixin' because it was during Vietnam.
David Crosby.
Yeah, of course.
Dorothy.
Is Toto going to be there too?
I don't think Dorothy. No.
Toto's there day three.
Okay. Dead and Company, which I'm familiar with.
Okay.
Oh,
I knew that would get you.
Oh, let's see.
Greta Van Fleet, which is an outstanding new band.
Okay.
I really like them. Let's see.
Chance the Rapper.
Who? What Brown?
Hollis Brown, I guess.
Okay. You know what's funny is Hollis Brown is the name of a person in a Bob Dylan song, The Ballad of Hollis Brown.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons, I've kind of heard of. Jay-Z.
When
I think Woodstock, I think Jay-Z.
Yeah, really.
Imagine Dragons are awful. They have every one of their songs. I go listen to three Imagine Dragons songs and tell me the difference between the three. All their songs sound the exact same.
Wow. Yikes. Imagine
Dragons. And I don't know how they're so popular.
It's on the Cialis label.
Well, here's one you'll recognize, John Fogerty.
Oh, now Fogerty is still in good voice.
Wait, hang on a second. This coming from the guy who traveled to Las Vegas to see the Backstreet Boys. Okay, can we just? I had to run in here to just say that.
Intramural fighting over who likes what band.
Let's see. That's Miley funny. Cyrus.
God, Molly's. Marley, come on. And is that it?
Pussy Riot.
Oh, okay.
Common. Them from Russia.
At least they're there and we can say the name.
Common.
Didn't they spend time in Russia? I mean, in jail in Russia?
There was a problem. Yeah, an international incident that involved them. Yeah.
Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters.
Get out.
Yeah, I love Led Zeppelin fame.
There's a name.
The Zombies.
Santana.
Oh, Santana. So they got some older ones, some newer ones.
Soccer Mommy, I've never heard of.
Who?
The Black Keys, I think I've heard of them.
The Turtles.
The Killers.
Oh, no, get out. The Turtles aren't
kidding.
There.
That was
no,
a joke.
Do not tell me the
Zombies.
The Zombies are there.
Yeah, okay. Now, our good friend, the ace photographer, told me when I said last time, Jack Cummings, when I said last time how I hated the Turtles, he's working on a book with Richie Furay, who's one of the earlier rock and rollers in Buffalo Springfield and stuff like that. And one of the guys he's working with is a former singer of the Turtles.
So happy and
he
together.
He said that their label demanded so many hits. They had to put out stuff they didn't particularly like, and they were as surprised as anybody else that they got traction on some of these titles because they're really goofy. Eleanor G., I think you're swell. Who the hell wants to be around somebody that says that? But that was interesting. All right, so it sounds like I can save my money and buy another car or something instead of going to this show.
I would go just to see Greta Van Fleet. I think that highly of them.
I want to go to see Greta Van Susteren.
Yeah.
She's really hot.
She's but a total
Van
on day
Fleet
three.
Sounds like a modern-day Led Zeppelin.
Do they?
Yeah, really do. He sounds great. Like a young Robert Plant.
Okay. I am going to redo my sock drawer during that concert. All right, we'll take a break. I know we're a little early, but let's take the break, and then we can get into the next segment a little early as well. News Radio 930, WBEN. I just wanted to play one thing for you. Keep in mind, this was during the Woodstock was during the 60s, and we're in the middle of the Vietnam War, and the protest was just raging. And most of the musical artists that played Woodstock very, very much against Vietnam. And a lot of the bigger groups whose names you know and your songs you're familiar with, but one of the toughest, I think, of all the protest songs was by Country Joe and the Fish, and it talks about, remember we had the draft then, talked about people being drafted going to Vietnam and losing their life coming back. It's Country Joe and the Fish. I thought you'd get an enjoyable couple of minutes to hear what it sounded like back in Woodstock time as they sing The Fixin' to Die Rag.
Well, come on, all you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. Don't be slow, I'm man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty of good money to be made. Supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just open crazy to drop the bomb. We're driving on a Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. And though the peace can only be won, when the long, long kingdom comes, sing it! 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Louder! It's Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up early gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. What the hell? There.
Okay, that was a...
When I saw it coming up, because the words come along with this.
Yeah, of
and
course.
I like,
now, that was probably the best known of the protest songs that came out of there. One thing we have to remember is those who did get drafted and did go to Vietnam gave their life for this country, and they were and the ones that came back were treated miserably. It's, I think, one of the darkest periods in our history. We were wrong to be in Vietnam, but we were even more wrong to not honor the veterans when they came home. And I think we have to remember that. And a lot of these artists played it. It was right in the, as I said, in the middle of the Vietnam protests, and things were raging, and all hell, broke loose during that time.
You know, we went through the list a little while ago of the acts that are going to be at Woodstock, and the reaction of all of, you know, of us, Joe knowing more than we
do. Miley Cyrus,
we don't recognize him. Was acts like Country Joe big before Woodstock?
No, Country Joe made their bones with that song.
Okay.
Okay, with that song. But there were others. I mean, Dylan was protesting well before. He was a protester well before almost any of these groups.
And he was already huge.
And he was already jugundous. And the others would do what they could to get involved with that. But Country Joe's song of the Fixin' to Die Rag was probably the one that I remember most coming out of that show for protesting the war.
Like, did anybody know of Richie Havens before Woodstock?
Oh, yeah. Richie Havens. I love Richie Havens. Of course, if you know his Mixed Bag album, when that came out, phenomenal. He had, all kinds of great songs. Most of them were ballads. And performing before 300 or 400,000 people doing a ballad is not easy. Yeah, I mean, you can get them going with this song or a Neil Diamond song, Boom Boom Boom, Sweet Caroline. But a ballad, and Melanie was there. She was scared to death because I interviewed her, and she said when she looked out at that crowd, she was scared to death. And Arlo Guthrie.
Well, he was big.
He was big, and he protests everything.
Right.
So it was quite an event. But I think that lineup dwarfs the new one, of course. But that's just my opinion. Maybe if I... if I were more into what's going to be there now, I'd like it, but I don't really know.
You know, in watching the movie and some of the things that I've seen about it, it seemed like they were organized but not organized. You know, some acts had to go on before they were ready, like Santana.
Nobody knew how to produce this because no one had ever produced anything like this. So they were learning at the same time everybody else was. There was no big Woodstock-type show before Woodstock. You imagine, it's like NASCAR. They start their season with the biggest race they have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine starting the whole mega concert venue with this one. Because that's what this one. And the estimates of the crowd were 300 to 400,000. Think about that. Three or four times and more what the stadium is where the Bills play.
And the obstacles that they had to overcome, and you
the
mentioned
rain,
the traffic.
The mud.
They had to helicopter the acts in.
Yeah. Rain, mud, all kinds of stuff. And there was all kinds of drugs.
Yeah, don't eat the brown acid.
Yeah. There were all kinds of drugs being floated around there. So it was... it was unusual. And when I forgot who got up on stage and said, we are the second largest city right now in New York State. Well, they were. They were second only to New York City.
Yeah, I wonder if that was Arlo.
I don't remember who said that, but it was said, and I remember it, but I don't remember who said it.
Then you had characters like Wavy Gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, who's still out there?
I thought he had died. Wavy Gravy, but I could be wrong.
It was funny because somebody posted a picture of the couple that's on the Woodstock album when they were young and showed a picture of them now almost like in the same setting. I thought that was neat.
I think that some of the pictures that came out of Woodstock, the parents might be well aware not to let their kids, or in some cases their grandkids, see. Oh, is that Grandma over there sliding through the mud topless? Why, Grandma, I'd never seen you like that before. We'll be back, and we'll actually get the show started right after the news, after Rush Limbaugh in the news on News Radio 930 WBN.
We
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.